Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Enterprises Limited Q3 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Danish. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we would like to welcome you on the earnings call of Adani Enterprises Limited for Q3 FY26. Today, we have with us from the senior management, Mr. Ravi Singh, Chief Financial Officer, Adani Enterprises Limited, Mr. Rajesh Poddar, Chief Financial Officer, Adani Airport Holdings Limited, Mr. Manan Vakharia, Head of Finance, Adani Enterprises, and Mr. Jitendra Khyalia, Investor Relations, Adani Enterprises. We'll start with a brief opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mohit. Welcome. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Adani Enterprises earnings call. As you all know now, AEL's portfolio is categorized into our incubating portfolio spread across energy utilities, transport logistics, and our established businesses, which is traditional mining, trading, and now metals. Straight off, I'm very pleased to share with you all that Adani Solar, which is part of Adani New Industries, was recognized as world's top 10 solar manufacturers. It's the only Indian company in the top 10 in the world. This feat was achieved on the back of more than 15 gigawatt cumulative shipments, excellent vertical integration, and maintaining a high capacity utilization. Furthermore, over the last 9 months, as you have seen in the various press releases and announcements over the period of time, our aerospace technology and defense business is taking shape. You would have seen 2 recent announcements on the development of regional civilian transport with Embraer and helicopter ecosystem within India with Leonardo. Over the coming few years, we will continue to inform the market on the development in the aerospace technology and defense space area. And now that business has taken certain shape, we will also, from mid this year, have a section in it to update you on the status of that business as we go forward. In addition to defense, we've also set up Adani's Global Capability Center within AEL, GCC, which we call Adani Capability Center. And over the coming period, you would see additional development in that space, including and not limited to the development of activities within GCC, which pertain to artificial intelligence and the changeover into agentic workforce model. Now, coming back to this quarter, the key aspect has been the core strength of project execution and operations for a year. During the quarter gone, Adani Airport commissioned Navi Mumbai Airport and also the integrated new terminal at Guwahati. The Navi Mumbai Airport is of immense strategic importance for Mumbai as a second airport. And for Adani Airports, this is a significant addition to its regulatory asset base. The road business completed the two more HAM projects, takes the operational road projects to 9. More importantly though, the largest road project that we have in the portfolio is Ganga Expressway. It's set to go live in this quarter. Ganga Expressway is roughly 18,000 crore asset and is a traffic risk project, so it will add significantly to Adani Road's revenue and EBITDA. In Anil, module sales continue to track over 1 gigawatt per quarter despite the turbulence in global markets. As we have flagged in last month, there's a small variation on realization you have, but nevertheless, the robustness of the business continues. The wind division has started shipping the 3.3 megawatt wind turbine. On to financial performance. In the coming period, AEL will unlock EBITDA from Navi Mumbai, Kutch Copper, and Ganga Expressway. Post-stabilization, these three assets are expected to add well over 3,000 crore to EBITDA. The consolidated results for 9 months, with total income at 69,756 crore, EBITDA at 11,985 crore, and profit before tax at 3,581 crore. This excludes one-off gain on sale of assets of 9,215 crore. Incubating businesses had a 7% year-on-year, and now the EBITDA at 8,224 crore. On capital management, positioning AEL's balance sheet for the next phase of growth, we completed the rights issue raising 24,930 crore. Additionally, in January, we also further issued 1,000 crore of NCDs, so third in series of NCDs. Now, as a showcase, given the scale of airport business, which is now already tracking over 5,200 crore of EBITDA annually, this is without counting Navi Mumbai's assets that will come online this year. The airport now contributes about 23% to India's passenger traffic and roughly 29% of their cargo volumes. This just underscores the key scale and strategic importance that this asset represents to India and its aviation industry. Financial and operational performance for the last 9 months. Passenger traffic tracks at about 71 million passengers, which is close to, we expect around the number just short of 100 million for the year. Income is up 31% to 9,652 crores. And EBITDA has already surpassed the full year 25 EBITDA and is for the 9 months is at 3,724. As I mentioned before, on 25th of December 2025, Greenfield Navi Mumbai Airport commenced operations, which we expect will be meaningfully change the overall financial performance of Adani Airports going forward. It's a regulatory asset base, provisionally, in the high teens, and the expected rate of return on assets of this type is in the range of 12 to 14%. On the strategic front, Adani Airport acquired 100% stake in AGH Port Aviation Services. This acquisition provides Adani Airport with full operational control and strengthens our presence in the airport ground handling. Overall, these strong operating metrics, strategic initiatives, and infrastructure additions position Adani Airport for sustained growth and value creation over the years ahead. Within our core traditional businesses, we have a portfolio of 17 MDO service agreements with a peak capacity of 143 million tons per annum. We are currently operating at a run rate of 45 million tons from 6 contracts, which is approximately 31% of the potential of this business. The 6 operating contracts, which are currently operating at 45 million tons, have a notional capacity of 63 million tons. So the additional and further ramp up in this business will continue. During the 9 months, the dispatch volume of the business is up 14% to 33.3 million tons, and revenue is up 29%. And consequently, EBITDA is up 29% to 1,424 crores. Our integrated resource management portfolios, the volume stood at 35.3 with an EBITDA of 2,069. With this, we will end our initial briefing and we are open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Mahesh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my first question is on the defense side. Is it possible to help with the top line and the investment we have done till date in defense?
Yes, I think we will. Thank you for the question, sir. We will update on defense in the half year.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but there's a disturbance from your line.
I said on the defense side, we will update fully as a segment in detail from the first half of next year. So, post the September result.
Okay. And sir, on the 6 gigawatt cell and module line, when do we expect the commissioning of this line?
The new lines will be expected to be ready by 30th September this year.
Okay. And sir, on the gains that we have booked in this quarter, what should be the tax impact for the gains?
It will be taxed at 15%.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the airport business, right? So can we help us with the commissioned assets in the last 12 months for our airport business?
Can you please repeat the question?
The assets commissioned in the airport business over the last 12 months?
There's no commissioning as such on airport. Airport only asset we added was running by airport.
Okay. And sir, for this Navi Mumbai airport, right, for FY27, aero and non-aero side, how one should model for this? And the related question is, do you expect losses in the interim till the traffic picks up in this airport?
No, airport is a regulatory asset, so there's no question of any losses. On the air side, the way to model it is to take the regulatory asset base. Provisionally, it will be high teens, close to, in fact, close to 20,000 crores. And on a regulatory asset, the weighted average rate of return is expected to be around 12 to 14%. And that return is calculated in the following manner. The RAB works in the following way. You take the operating cost efficiently incurred, then capital return with the depreciation and amortization, then weighted average cost of capital, that gives you plus notional tax to be paid, rate of return on the regulatory asset, tax obviously gets paid, cost goes into running of the airport, and what you are left with is a small capital return plus the rate of return on the asset. So there is on a regulatory asset, until unless there is a serious issue, there is not a question of a loss.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Manish Somaya from Centre. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my questions. Good afternoon, good evening. I just had a question on the airport business. I see that the growth slowed from the second quarter to the third quarter. Maybe if you can just talk about that. And then also just touch on when we should start seeing any improvements in the integrated resource management, mining, you know, some of the legacy businesses, which obviously have been under pressure. So maybe if you can just give us some context around airports, what happened in 3Q. Obviously, we all know about the Indigo fiasco. I don't know if it had anything to do with that. And then also, if you can just switch to the legacy businesses and help us understand when we should mark an improvement.
No, actually, the growth is well over 30%. It's just that we have, the numbers that we mentioned, we've taken out a one-time element. There's no specific issue regarding Indigo in relation to the airports business. If you, even if you look at segmental part of airport, if you look at individual growth in relation to on our presentation deck on page 23 of the presentation, you'll see that it's gone from 1100 on a quarterly basis to 1568. And the underlying, even if you look at the non-aero breakdowns, they're all plus 25% growth, and we expect that to continue in the
airport. Right. What I was looking at was the sequential growth. So when I look at the airport revenues that you had in the second quarter, it had year-over-year growth of 43%. You know, we're at 32%. Of course, you know, we're dealing with perhaps law of large numbers. As growth increases, the growth rate will come down. But, you know, again, I'm just trying to reconcile if there's anything we should take away from the sequential portion. The 42% in 2Q26 versus 32% in 3Q.
No, I think what you will see is that actually that number will again accelerate only because as it's a timing of various accounting of regulatory assets. So as the regulatory assets kick in, you will see that you will have the revenue from those regulatory assets come in at a different times, and they can be small changes in terms of mid-period determination of regulatory rate of return, because currently aero is still a big part of the portfolio, and you can see some of those changes because various regulatory assets come online at different times. So for example, the determination, if you look at the effective date of regulatory determinations, the periods are different. So somewhere where we filed the mid review is in December and so on and so forth. So some we filed in January this year itself. So those assets will make a difference, but we don't see the key overall. You can have at a very large number like 40% growth and growth number where the growth will moderate to some degree. It's not likely that a 40% growth continues at 40%. But we will have jumps. Mumbai Airport itself will add on a regulatory basis, a regulatory aero side EBITDA itself of once we fully account for the timing difference, but on a normalized run rate basis of about just over 2,000 crore to the EBITDA line itself. So against the current EBITDA of around annualized EBITDA of around 5,200. So just one asset will add about 40%.
Right. And then switching to the legacy businesses, maybe if you can just help us understand the pluses and minuses of what's going on in those businesses.
The main thing there is that, as you know, that we flagged it last time also, a ramp-up slight delay in the ramp up of Kutch Copper, but we expect that now the full utilization should start over the next 2 to 3 months. So you start seeing the numbers from the first quarter of the following financial year. which you haven't seen the impact in this quarter, but we can I can share with you that we will see the numbers showing for Kutch Copper in the first the very first quarter of next financial year. And at various utilization rates, say if it is 70%, then we will have roughly, it will add roughly 2,800 crores of EBITDA. If it is 80%, around 3,100. And then there's a further refining element to it where the EBITDA can go up by another 20%. But assuming that secondary refining is not there, then we are confident of utilization rates of between 70 to 80%. So that should give a high 2,000 CR EBITDA addition in that business. The main variability for us in that business always remains the integrated resource management, given the continuing sort of global / domestic interplay. And that part of that core IRM business overall this year is around 11% less than what we were last year. But they, as we've always flagged, that there is an inherent, it's a profitable business by itself, but there is an inherent variation, fluctuation in that business by the very nature. Otherwise our MDO business is on track. It's grown to 25% odd. It in its current contract, it has a capacity to grow by another 25%. And then from where we are, because of the existing contract that is not yet activated, it has got a growth potential of another 31%. So we expect that business to keep ramping up. And as MDO and mining itself become a bigger part and metals become a bigger part of this business, the variability element that is now outsized because of the IRM being a bigger bigger EBITDA contributor to the business will become less and less. So we expect the variability itself as a percentage to decline as we go forward.
Okay. And if you can just touch on the data center partnership with Google, I believe on the last call we had talked about the partnership, and I think you did mention that you would give more details around spending and other metrics, hopefully on this call.
It's a little bit too early at this call, because give you an idea, we are just currently working through with the relevant agreements, and so there, you know, there's nothing that we can share which would be complete. Naturally, we have to also work jointly with the counterparty in that case. But we expect to have a much clearer rollout and take-up planning from us, from the likes of Google and other partners. There are others also. I think given their timelines and what we are aware of, probably say it's about another quarter to 4 months away before we can we'll be able to publicly share the rollout plans.
Okay, that's helpful. And then just lastly, you've been very busy on the capital markets front. If you can just give us a sense of what else you know, we should be expecting. And then I think what would be helpful is to have a pro forma capital structure. I think you gave the figures for 12/31, but just to understand, you know, even with the current financing that was just completed in the last week or so, if you can just give us a sense of, you know, what the debt stack looks like at this point.
Yeah, we will actually provide a lot more detail, but just basically our total external debt now is roughly around 36,000 CR external debt, and then we have sorry, 36 that is allocated to our incubating businesses, and overall, just to give you a basic long-term debt number, the gross long-term debt is about 78,000 CR, so give or take 8 or just under $9 billion. We have some still some shareholder loan outstanding of about just under $2 billion. So the external debt of that would be 62,000 crores. So 78 being the total debt, 16 being shareholder loans, giving us a total external debt of about 62. Of this 62, majority of 37 is just allocated to is actually Air Force, roads, Kutch Copper, and the current PVC under construction.
Okay, so
what we can do is if we can give you a pro forma also post the results, we can actually we'll note down the question, we'll provide that publicly, and we can put it on the website itself.
Okay, no, that will be super helpful, just so that we have a better sense of what we should have in our models. But thank you so much for all the answers.
Look at debt. You can always look at page 26, but if you have anything further, you can please reach out. So we will put further details if required.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I have a few questions. Firstly, can you discuss like this airport segment EBITDA grew like 40% year on year? There's a mention of non-recurring item also in that number related to lease income. What is that number? And yeah, that's my first question.
220 CR one.
20 CR. And this will be related to leasing what?
Non-recurring, just one second. So this is largely for the specialist hangar development and advance received against that, so that's how it gets accounted for.
Okay, so next quarter, we will have let's say 220 crores lesser than current quarter plus additional business from the new airport, which is Navi Mumbai Airport. As a new run rate.
Correct.
Right. Also on Navi Mumbai Airport, we started 25th of December in terms of ATMs and daily flights, and probably it will move to like a 24-hour airport sooner. Earlier we were doing in the start 5,000 passengers per day. How has the run rate of passengers improved? Because there seems to be a challenge on constrained capacity environment at this point. And how are you looking at FY27 in terms of volumes for Mumbai and Navi Mumbai combined airports?
I think we will actually the volume details and movements we will confirm and we'll provide between the two airports as part of our annual results. But just to give you an idea, the second phase construction will start just after the monsoons this year itself, 2026. Already the slots are fully taken up by the airlines at the Navi Mumbai Airport. So in fact, phase two construction will start. But in terms of the overall system-wide traffic impact and everything, we will provide much more detailed and clear outlines as part of the annual results. And because we have a couple of steps to do in relation to capitalization of the asset, in relation to the provisional RAB, which we will do this quarter.
Okay, and just to revisit, so you were expecting some shift of traffic from Mumbai to Navi Mumbai airport here, and also a related question. I know that we had pushed out the Mumbai airport renovation of Terminal 1 to later date. Is there any update on that?
No, not on that. Our first priority is to stabilize the two airport operations from operations perspective, which we expect to do. and start the second phase construction at Navi Mumbai, and then we will look at Terminal 1 post that.
Moving on to other segment, like road segment has been doing EBITDA of like 1500 to 2000 crore in like past 2 years. With the commissioning of Ganga Expressway soon, how do you expect this business to ramp up in FY27?
Basically, Ganga Expressway should just double the size of EBITDA of this business.
And
1500 will 1500 EBITDA that will sort of run rate. There are two new assets have also come in HAM, but we'll be closer to 3000 with Ganga Expressway.
Sure. You talked about Adani GCC. Is this for like internal businesses of the Adani Group, and is this going to be a meaningful revenue or profit contributor to the business, or is this a support business for the group? And what are we? I mean, you talked about AI and agentic AI. We are like looking to develop.
Yes. So it is internal currently internal to the group, and because it will become the lab through which the agentic AI will get deployed across the group.
Okay, and last question on your coal to PVC timelines, and can you discuss where is that project, how much is the capital employed till now, what is the total project capex and the timeline?
I think from a revenue perspective, we should look at calendar year 28. Completion point of view, base completion towards end of this year, and then ramp up, which will continue in that business. You can estimate roughly, say, you know, 6 to 9 months. We'll provide a lot more detail closer to the event, but. Currently, our capex that has already been expensed on that business is in the vicinity of about 9,000 CR, so just over a third of the capex.
Sorry, one last question on your total capex target for FY26 and how much has been per study and per time?
So our total target that we had outlined was roughly 36,000 CR, and we have already done just about 25,200.
So thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So are we expecting any contribution from copper side in Q4 as well, or it will only start from Q1 next year?
Q1. Yeah.
Okay. And Ganga Expressway, this provisional completion certificate will come in this next 2 months.
It will come in the next month itself.
Oh, so no, I mean, in terms of toll collection and all, it will start from Q1 only, not material in Q4.
No, not material at all in Q4.
Okay. And just lastly, the 6 gigawatt this cell and module capacity, which is going to be completed by June, I saw your last timeline. So, what is the capex required for this?
The total capex for this project is around 10,000 CR, and it is on scheduled completion, so we expect it to be ready and producing by September 2026.
Okay. And do we have enough order once we have this 10 gigawatt capacity, because currently we are, run rate is about 4,000 megawatts. So, for at least for 27.
Capacity only. We have enough orders.
Okay. So we can supply, once we have this capacity, run rate could be 2,000 megawatt per quarter.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you.
So thank you so much, I'm Mohit. Thank you so much for organizing the call and everyone who participated. If there's any further questions, you please reach out to the team, our investor relation team, and they will respond. We've noted one question which we will, based on Cantus, which we'll put on the website, and you can always look at that answer on that question. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.